This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you see that clash between Antifa and it was like a very benign conservative group, and I want to say the New York GOP, and they were their subject matter was like religious freedom or something. You know, it was very benign. It wasn't like, you know, some, and not that there's any reason for Antifa to want to go out and beat people up. But I mean, it wasn't like, you know, there was these anti-abortion, you know, and they're going at it, which, you know, I still don't understand why people would be so vehement, against each other on this issue. It's an easy issue to discuss. Anyway, it was a big clash. And Antifa, get this, they've got tear gas and bear spray. And they're spraying people. It was a group of Trump supporters, GOP folks in New York, and the GOP finally got tired of it, and they just ran at them, and they went to blows. But I want you to understand, I was at the many, many Tea Party events. Never. Now, I'm sure there were friends of mine who had weapons, because, you know, I was traveling from state to state, and you have to be careful with taking a weapon. But they had their guns, but we never... I didn't go to these events with the idea that we were going to fight with people that protested. In fact, in many of the Tea Party events that I went to, there would be people across the street, and they'd be yelling, and sometimes we'd yell back. Other times we just ignored them. And that was the end of it. Now, you better go loaded for bear, ready to slug it, because these Democrats, boy, they are dangerous. And the good news is most of us are armed. I mean, we've got weapons, so they may not come out, you know, where you can see them, but we've got weapons. So if you want to go at it, let's go at it. I'm coming out with a line of protective gear. I'm not even kidding. I'm going to come out with a line of protective gear that people can wear when you're out in public, and it easily blends, so you don't have to, you know, people don't know you have it on necessarily. And you just go along your merry way, and somebody comes along and tries to do something crazy, and they think you're Iron Man. When you're done, they're like, whoa, what's this? But yeah, protective stuff. One of my friends, he makes, these suits that are bulletproof. They sew it into the fabric of the suit. Suits are crazy expensive, but if you're in the type of business where people will shoot at you, you want to have it. You want something that can take a bullet. It's crazy what's happening out there. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with us. Oh, we have the audio from that attack. All right, let's play it.
Left-wing vandals are doing attacks against Republicans after targeting GOP headquarters in New York City. Antifa thugs smashing windows, spray-painting doors, and breaking locks at the office. The criminals leaving a note behind saying, quote, our attack is merely a beginning. We are not passive, we are not civil, and we will not apologize. No arrests yet have been made.
Okay, well, that wasn't exactly... the attack, but that was Antifa trying to intimidate the GOP. Wrong thing that's going to happen. Let me tell you. Let me give you the future of Antifa. The future of Antifa is they're going to start getting their butts kicked, and then they're going to stop. That's the future. It could escalate to somebody getting killed, but they're going to stop. And you know, this anarchist attitude, what was it? I think it was Portland. I was talking about New York. That was vandalism in New York. I think it was Portland where this group of Trump supporters attacked Antifa. And I'm telling you right now, there are groups of us out there going, we're not taking this anymore. I'll tell you from my own personal perspective, when I go to a rally from now on, I will be prepared for whatever Antifa has to bring. That's what I'm going to put it out there. And I would venture to say many of you, you're going out, If you live in Texas or any in the states that are right to carry, you're prepared. I'm not talking about a gun because, you know, most of them don't. They have pepper spray and stuff like that. I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, when I go to these events, I will be prepared for whatever these people bring. Because enough is enough. I'm not getting pushed around. You want to look, we are peaceful, country, America loving individuals. I want no strife. I don't want anybody fighting or anything else. But if you think you're going to do what these people are doing to us and get away with it, you're out of your mind. It's not going to happen. Look, everything that we do on the right, not everything, but I mean, when we go after the left for the most part, we do it at the polls. And I've said this before, I feel bored when I tell people, we couldn't stand the policies of Obama, but we didn't go crazy. We protested against the policy. We don't like Obamacare. We'd go to Claire McCaskill's office or whomever's office I'm talking about when I was in Missouri, and we'd peaceful protest. In fact, I remember being at that protest, and we were across the street. They wouldn't even let us cross the street. All the other protesters were in front of her office. We had to stay across the street, and they had police there who were ready to arrest you. And it was okay. We're shouting back and forth. We don't like Obamacare. A lady called me, a white lady, called me a Clarence Thomas. And I said, thank you. And it shocked her. She didn't know what to do. She kind of went, whoa, and then turned around. I was like, yeah, thank you. Call me Clarence Thomas. I'll take it. But yeah, we aren't looking to beat people up and all that. Where we beat them up was at the 2010 midterms. We kicked the living daylight out. They thought we had blood. You would have thought we pulled out brass knuckles with the little spikes on the end and were just punching them in the gut the way they felt. And let me tell you something. If you said, Kevin, would you take back the shellacking, because that's what Barack Obama called it, of 2010 or 2014 or the surprise of 2016 for a vicious physical beatdown of the left? I would tell you, no way, no how. Man, the look on their faces at the end of 2016, it just goes down in the annals of history as the best photographic. I mean, all you got to do is just get a pictorial of that and see it. Or the outcome when all those pundits were like, well, Rachel Maddow, this is your reality. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. POTUS. This is not a dream. I could never have that much fun in my life. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you guys are with us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Yes, Kevin. This is Adrian from Salem, Oregon. I listened to the testimony of Dr. Ford, and in her opening statement, she mentioned that Mark Judge was jumping on the bed and Brett was on top of her. Now, in the questioning of Patrick Leahy, Senator Patrick Leahy, he asked, what was the most strongest memory that you had? And then she repeated the same story, but she said that they were laughing at me. Between the two of them, they were laughing at me. I was under one of them. I was under one of them? She had already picked that one. I don't think her testimony's going to hold. Thanks.
So that call came to us a while back, but the reason why I'm bringing it up is that Kavanaugh is not leaving the news cycle for quite a bit of time. Through the midterms, Kavanaugh is not leaving. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. And I want to explain to you how panicked the left is over Kavanaugh, but they're panicked over a lot of other things. And I'm telling you this because I want you to remain motivated, but I want you to understand what's going on with them, because you're getting signs of what their problem is, how they're struggling with everything that's been happening. So Here's MSNBC discussing Kavanaugh.
So much talk, or there is so much talk about the blue wave. When we all went through the Kavanaugh experience in the last few weeks, many people said this is going to drive more Democrats to go out and vote. But if you actually look at the polls, they've tightened. They've tightened. This Kavanaugh situation has hurt Democrats in the way that they handled it. We knew that Democrats were excited to vote before. We know through the Kavanaugh confirmation now a lot more Republicans are excited to vote. One of the things Democrats have been pushing is they're sort of the moral leaders. And they have been pointing the finger at Republicans. And something sort of got muzzled in the last few weeks, that when you sit down with even a centrist and you talk about the Kavanaugh confirmation, whether it's my feelings or not, they're quickly saying it's not just dirty politics on one side and Merrick Garland on one side, the way Mitch McConnell handled it. More and more people are saying they don't like the way Democrats handled it.
Yeah, I know I'm going to hear from half the Judiciary Committee.
And so will
I. It pains me to say this, but the Senate Democrats were incredibly ineffective in the Kavanaugh hearings. I think that depressed Democratic feelings about the contrast between the parties. Otherwise, I agree. This just drove a fire under the Republican base.
I think that lady's name is like Rule, something Rule, like R-U-E-H-L-E, something like that. I don't know. But that's MSNBC. But here, she says some things that are very critical. Some things that I want you to take note of. By the way, welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So she said some stuff. She says, Kavanaugh hurt Democrats. Okay. How do we analyze that? What did Kavanaugh do? Kavanaugh was Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh has an amazing past. The Democrats recognize that we understand this man is a rock star. His life is exemplary. Yes, it's got issues, but we all have issues. Kavanaugh humanized this situation. If it had been Donald Trump, maybe they would have had a little more fodder. You know, if you're talking about Mick Jagger, maybe you got some fodder. I don't know. You know, somebody that's led a little bit of a bad boy life. Kavanaugh was the worst person you could go after to try to say this dude is a serial rapist. So Democrats overplayed that. Then they overplayed the people that had been attacking not only the president, but also Brett Kavanaugh. So they got Stormy Daniels attacking President Trump. I mean, really? That's your poster child for sexual abuse? Then you get three women who are talking about attending gang rape parties for fun. It was so over the top that Democrats recognized it and went, come on, y'all, seriously? And it deflated them. Because what she said was, we were excited before, the Democrats were excited before, but now the Republicans are excited. Now, she missed that. We've been excited. We've been excited since 2008 because we found out just how scurrilous these people can be. But we got more excited because we got outraged over Kavanaugh. We saw it, but so did moderates, and so did lots of Democrats. But she said the one thing that's really key to this whole thing, and I said it, I don't know, three or four times. It's nothing to brag about. It's not a thought you didn't have either. Democrats have always said they're the moral authorities. Now, get this. This is the party that wanted to enslave people. When they escaped, when they got freed by way of a war, they put in laws to put them back in and to keep them down, and they want to be the moral authority. And we've ceded that. As Republicans, we've ceded the moral authority to the left by saying, oh, yeah, they're so humanitarian because they want to let in illegals. They're so humanitarian because they want to dumb down blacks and throw them a few bones and, you know, here and there. They're so humanitarian because they want women's rights to be, you know, where they make the same money no matter what they do. I mean, I could go on. I'm not saying, and women in the same career should make the same as a man. But if don't give me the average of careers and show me that women are domestic help. They do sociology degrees and men are doing STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And you look at the average and say women make 18 cents less. Women don't make 18 cents less in the same jobs in this country. Not anymore. And if they do, it's because of a negotiation. It's because they leave wiggle room and men negotiate better. That has nothing to do with putting your foot on the throat of women. So there's that. But back to the moral leaders. She believes that her party is the party of morality, and they stole it. But see, the problem when you steal something is you don't know how to take care of it. See, if you earn it, you know how to take care of it. Republicans have always been the party of morality. Why do you think we're the ones that side with religion? They call us the Bible thumpers. Where do you get morality from? Do you get it from the relative morality of Hollywood, where everybody sleeps with everybody, wives change interchangeably? You don't know who's going to be with who. It's like the NFL, you know, it's like free agency in the NFL now. You don't know who's going to be with who next week. You don't know who's with who today. But these guys want to pretend that they're the party of morality, but they don't know what to do with it when they got it, because they are amoral. We've always been the party, the group, who believes in morality and ethics and character, unquestionably. So how can she even think that? That's what you should be asking yourself. But she says the Democrats are no longer the moral leaders. What she's saying is we're no longer being perceived as the moral leaders because of Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh has made people see us for what we are. We will destroy good people with using very bad people to do it. And we will do it because the end justifies the means. That's what she's afraid of. And she should be. Because, let me tell you, people recognize it. They recognize how the Democrats, I talked earlier about Antifa, these attacks. They recognize these are people who are going out beating up people over ideology. That's what mobs used to do when they wanted to make people capitulate. When they wanted to keep black people in check, because they put the cross up and burned it in their yards. Well, Antifa's doing the same thing. Metaphorically, it's the same thing. So she understands that, and she doesn't know where it's gone. Well, I do. They never had it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We have asked for it if it exists. We have asked for it.
Yeah.
We've asked for it if it exists.
Are you surprised that they haven't turned it over?
No, I'm not sure yet that it exists. Probably does, possibly does. I'll have a full report on that from Mike when he comes back.
President Trump, when asked about audio and video evidence from Turkey regarding the missing Washington Post journalist who went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and never came out, outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan today expressed concerns regarding politics on both sides of the aisle. He joined CBS this morning.
I worry about tribal identity politics becoming the new norm of how politics is waged. As conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Alinsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well.
The Honduran government called on 2,000 immigrants Tuesday to give up their trek to the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy here, and since you did break that story today, let's talk for a moment about Elizabeth Warren, talking about politicians who gain something. Did she gain anything by putting out this DNA, the DNA test results? Best I can gather, according to your paper's reporting, she's one thousandth or something like that. I mean, I think I might be just as Native American as she is.
So the report that was released, that she released yesterday to the Boston Globe, said that she has a Native American ancestor who was somewhere between 10 and 6 generations back in her family. So that's going pretty far back. So, you know, it's a law. I don't know who my great-great-great-great-grandmother or grandfather is. But at the same time, it provides the first actual documentary proof of this thing that she has been saying, which is that she had Native American, you know, stories of Native American lore in her family.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Craig Melvin of MSNBC. He is actively mocking Elizabeth Warren. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm really done with the Elizabeth Warren thing. I don't care much about it. I think it is what it is. But I find it interesting that it is so unbelievable that even MSNBC is mocking her. Here's Fox News discussing Elizabeth Warren.
Jim Messina, former campaign manager for President Obama, one of those Democrats, tweeting, argue the substance all you want, but why 22 days before a crucial election where we must win House and Senate to save America, why did at Senator Warren have to do her announcement now? Why can't Dems ever stay focused?
Well, and maybe she thought she was burying the news by doing it at this point in time. It's not great news for someone who had her ethnicity changed from white to Native American when she was at the University of Pennsylvania, who Harvard Law trotted out as an example of how good they were with diverse hiring, who said that her mother couldn't marry her dad in a normal wedding ceremony because her grandparents were aghast about how Native American, how Cherokee her mother was. So as far as her actual stories go, this rollout that she did today completely blows up everything she has ever said about the matter. She was not saying that she had roughly the same percentage of Native American ancestry that any other average white American does. She was saying that she was Native American, and not just Native American, but Cherokee. This does not help that.
Now, the reason why I'm discussing this, and welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, is I'm discussing this in the context of the election. See, we just played in the previous segment, we talked about how the left is scared. They're very afraid of what all this attention is bringing to their cause. They've been outed for what they are. Vicious liars. They will take advantage of any situation. That what everybody senses, and rightfully so, on the left, is here is a prominent person. And I don't care about the Cherokee DNA and all that stuff anymore. I'm talking about this in the context of what it means in the big picture. And the big picture is all these different things that are colliding at the same time. And I would tell you it's a trifecta. And you're saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? Okay, so we got the Kanye effect. Kanye West says what he says, and everybody attacks the guy. We got that, and I don't know which came first, because Kanye said it a while back, then it came back again. We've got the Kavanaugh effect, what that I talked about earlier, where here's a guy who's a pretty good representative of any American, any son. You know, any person would be proud to say, this is my son and that's his life. If the best you can come up with is what they tried, what they even lied about with Kavanaugh in terms of his life, this guy's pretty clean. So they completely screwed the pooch on that. Then we get Elizabeth Warren, who comes in, and she's been embroiled in this controversy because these are the people that claim they stand for minorities and all this stuff. And what do we have? We have stolen identities from Rachel Dolezal. We have stolen identity from Elizabeth Warren, and they hold on to it. Even when you catch them, they're like, oh, I'm still that. And then she outs herself, and they're going, what are you doing? Then you look at all the backdrop of everything else. Yeah. People begin to put things in the context, and they say, wait a minute. That makes me think differently about the FBI. That makes me think differently about Clapper and about Brennan and about Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton, let me tell you, if you really want a poster child for what not to say, Hillary Clinton's it. She did an interview, and they were asking her about the allegations, you know, about Bill and Monica, and if I were a Democrat, I would be cringing at this interview.
The Kavanaugh hearing also turned attention back to the Me Too movement, which complicates Clinton's place in women's history. In the 1990s, she stood by her husband, Bill Clinton, as he denied allegations of sexual harassment and assault.
What role, if any, did you play in criticizing the character of the women who have accused Bill of sexual misconduct?
None.
No role?
No role. I take responsibility for my life and my actions.
She also stood by his side as he was impeached after lying about his affair with a White House intern. Some today have said he should have stepped down.
In retrospect, do you think Bill should have resigned in the wake of the Monica Lewinsky scandal?
Absolutely not.
It wasn't an abuse of power?
No, no.
There are people who look at the incidents of the 90s and they say a president of the United States cannot have a consensual relationship with an intern. The power imbalance is too great.
He was an adult. But let me ask you this. Where's the investigation of the current incumbent against whom numerous allegations have been made, and which he dismisses, denies, and ridicules? So there was an investigation, and it, as I believe, came out in the right place.
That's the person who's running around trying to pretend now that she didn't abuse any women. Hillary Clinton said, what role did you play? None. She says, I didn't talk bad about Jennifer Flowers, who she said was a failed cabaret singer who's looking to get a paycheck. She didn't talk bad about, who was the other one? There were two or three. We actually did memes on them. Here, I'm going to get it right. I don't even want to guess about it because I still have it up here some. Let me see this second one here. To call Jennifer Flowers, the woman who had a 12-year affair with her husband, some failed cabaret singer who doesn't have much of a resume to fall back on. Now, you could say that's not that big of a deal, but she's saying, I don't believe her. Now, this is a woman who had a 12-year affair with her husband. She goes, I don't believe it. She called Monica Lewinsky a narcissistic Looney Tune. Yeah. Yeah, was Nike would say, just do it, Hillary. Now, you would say, that's not a big deal, but in the confines, in the context, I should say, of I believe her, why doesn't she believe them? She doesn't believe Kathleen Willey, a longtime friend of Bill Clinton's and hers, who came to Bill at a time of need when her husband was, I think, very ill, and she needed her friends, and Bill Clinton hits on her. Paula, what's-her-face, they paid $800,000 to, and Hillary doesn't believe her. Juanita Broderick says, I was raped by the man. I'm telling you, this guy's gotten away. And Hillary ran the whole campaign. It was the smear campaign. She's the one that hired the woman that said, go take care of all these bimbo eruptions. And she says, no, I didn't do anything. Should Bill Clinton have resigned? No, it wasn't an abuse of power. Let me ask you, what do you think Hillary Clinton would say? if Donald Trump got fellatio in the White House by an intern, what do you think Hillary would be saying about Donald Trump? What do you think the left would be saying about Donald Trump if that same thing occurred? You get it. See, these are easy things to figure out. But she says, no, it wasn't an abuse of power. And she slips this in. She goes, she was an adult. That's the difference. She was an adult. She's a 21-year-old girl enthralled by the most powerful guy in the world. And Hillary's answer is, she was an adult. And then what does she do? She shifts gears. Well, what about the present guy who's in office? Well, he hasn't done anything in office. Everything you're looking at him for are things that he did before he ever got here. Now, I don't know if the interviewer asked the question. I don't even care. But I want to make the bigger picture. Hillary Clinton is running around, and this is one of their poster children that they really wish would shut up, and she's making it worse. How's she helping the Me Too movement? And here sits Kavanaugh going, you get what I'm saying? Kavanaugh's going, look at the double standard here. Every Democrat sees this. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to have even more of these types. I've only got a short amount of time left in this segment. But I want to be very clear of why the Democrats are afraid. Why there's been this so-called shift of morality. It's because they have none. It's relative. Hillary Clinton would be ready to torch Donald Trump if he did what her husband did. The man she stood by for at the time for her own reasons, because she wanted to be senator and ultimately president. That's why she did it. And then years later, she's forced to stand by that. But if Donald Trump did it, we all know what would happen. We all know how the media would react to it. This is what we're seeing. What you're seeing, whether it's the Kavanaugh thing, whether it's the Kanye West thing, look at the attacks on Kanye West. Look at the attacks on Kavanaugh. Look at the attacks on Trump. People that are, quite frankly, good folks doing the right things. I don't need to go into Trump's record any longer. You know what it is. The left will do anything to preserve their twisted morality.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Don Lemon attacked Kanye West, and what I'm talking about in the last part of the show today is why the left is not going to win anymore. Why they're going to struggle. Why? What is the issue driving them? Because they are soul searching internally. I've played a couple of news anchors from different shows going, what is our problem? What is going on here? They don't get it. And so I want to play Steve Cortez ripping Don Lemon post the Kanye stuff that he's been doing. And he's ripping Don Lemon. And you're not going to hear anything better. And all this, I want, in the context of what we're talking about here, I want you to understand how this is being perceived in the bigger picture. Because there are people that were listening to this on CNN who said, you know what, you're right. That here's a Hispanic dude, Steve Cortez, standing up for Kanye West as a black guy tries to rip him. And here's that interchange. And by the way, Don Lemon, as he's talking, this guy, there's a Steve Cortez is talking. Don Lemon's like sitting there like bored. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you he's tilted his head and he's got this thing like, oh, when's he going to finish? And you'll hear it towards the end of the clip. But here it is.
Honestly, under what circumstances did anyone at the White House think that this meeting was a good idea on today of all days?
Yeah, you know, Don, you said this meeting was embarrassing. I think, quite frankly, what's embarrassing is the condescension that you've shown to Kanye West, someone who I think is a brave and independent thinker, a creative genius. Does he speak in a different vernacular? Of course he does. Like a lot of artists, it's a vernacular I don't necessarily always understand, but I do understand that he's a great thinker. And for you and a lot of your guests to dismiss him as a, quote, token Negro and to question his mental stability when you're not doctors, when you haven't examined him, I think is really unfortunate. And it's an example, unfortunately, that is all too common on the left, which is liberals, when a minority doesn't toe the party line.
By the way, the person who said that comment that you said the token Negro thing is a conservative. But go on.
Well, not in my mind. She's not a conservative. But let me also tell you this, more to the point, which I think is really what's important.
She didn't call him a token Negro. She says all of a sudden now he is the token Negro for the Trump administration.
Right. Talking about him. Right. Yeah. To Charles's point about does this president care about minorities, let me tell you my personal experience with him in that very same Oval Office without cameras present. All he wanted to know about from me is, what can I do for the Hispanic community? What can we do for growth in your community? I said, well, one thing you can do right now, let's send a tweet. And then let's talk about more long-term things that we can do about the community. So he absolutely cares whether the camera's on or off. But Kanye West is a person who speaks from the heart. You call it a rant. You always say this in your Chiron. You editorialize. It's not a rant to me. And as a matter of fact, it was inspirational. I don't find him unstable. I find him creative. I find him inspiring. And in that room, you had three people, an amazing artist, an amazing athlete, and an amazing builder, all saying, what can we do in the political process to make the prosperity and security of America broader into minority communities? That's right. A great
Please
thing
finish.
For this country. Jim Brown, Kanye
Please
West,
finish.
Donald Trump are visionaries. They are great men trying to help this country.
I just don't have the energy tonight because there's so much in there to come on.
So that was the Steve Cortez just, he ripped him every kind of way. He's like, you know, I mean everything we've talked about with respect to Kanye. Anyway, welcome back everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. And I've mentioned that there's an attack on civility right now, and the Democrats want us to believe that we are the ones that are not stable. That we're the ones that don't have any civility. We don't care. And they say things like, well, I remember when they did this with Barack Obama. They, you know, had a thing of him, you know, hanging or whatever else. And for the record, many of the things that were done against Barack Obama, you can't believe. The left will do whatever it wants to do to forward its own narrative. But here's Zerlina Maxwell on MSNBC, the Joy Reid Show. And she's being asked about this, when the cause of civility and what she says that it is, and it'll blow you away. But I just want you to understand the level of desperation that you'll sense by the left. And it's coming from the other media. And I know you don't watch it very often. I don't watch it at all. I only get these snippets. But these snippets are very important in understanding what's going on that side. So here's a clip of from Joy Reid's show. AM Joy, and here's Zerlina Maxwell.
I mean, Zerlina, I'm old enough to remember Off With His Head right. at Sarah Palin rallies, the angry people with monkey dolls saying that's President Obama, right. Tea Partiers with witch doctor signs, burning Donald Trump, burning President Obama in effigy or hanging him in effigy. But now the Republican Party's new meme is that Democrats are a violent mob. Your thoughts?
They're completely ridiculous in saying this, Joy, because, you know, lying is uncivil, bigotry is uncivil, racism is uncivil. It is not the Democrats that have a problem with civility in this moment, and it's really a tool of white supremacy to say that people who are protesting and standing up for themselves and standing up for their rights are somehow uncivil or are somehow the bullies, when it's actually the system and policies that are putting babies in cages, that are attacking black people, that are marching through the streets with tiki torches. That is
uncivil. And a woman was killed.
Correct. So to Rand Paul's comment about somebody's already died, Joy.
Yes.
And so the idea that we're risking violence when it's already happened is a complete distraction from their rhetoric and policies, which are impacting bodies in a violent way.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Zerlina Maxwell says Democrats have no problem with civility. They're civil. wholly dismissing Antifa or not taking credit for that. And then she says it is a tool of white supremacy to talk about, you know, it's uncivilized for people to stand up for their rights, not standing up for your rights. And what's funny, they have the nerve to invoke the Tea Party. The nerve. A group of people who never attacked anybody. I mean, the worst that could be said about a Tea Party is they had an offensive sign. That's it. But this is what they're talking about. Then she says that people attacking, putting people in cages and then attacking black people. Look, we put people in cages. They're called holding cells. They're called prison cells. And the reasons are varied. But I don't think that we're putting innocent people in cages. We'll detain innocent people to find out where they need to go. I mean, you, for all intents and purposes, you could be put into a hotel and forced to stay there. Maybe you're a witness to something. They're trying to protect you. Is that a cage? I mean, it's so ridiculous. And what's funny, nobody pushes them back on these shows, and that's why they get their word out. But everything that Zerlina Maxwell's talking about, she's talking about, is systematic oppression. I love it. The systematic oppression. So anywhere that systematic oppression occurs, here's the interesting thing. It's occurring because of Democrats. Blacks getting beat up by cops. It's not, what's the systematic oppression? Blacks have substandard schools. Who's over it? Blacks don't live in safe neighborhoods or whatever else. Who's over that? You know, drug problems, crime problems, you name it. It's all controlled. All the systematic oppression that they talk about is controlled by the Democrats. And then the systematic oppression that gets them to that point, the system, if you will, that says black folks, you're going to stay in poverty and so on and so forth, is systematically controlled by the Democrats. But this is how crazy these people have gotten. Again, I want to put this in a bigger context. People are watching the Democrats and they're saying, okay, you've had my attention. You've had it for some time. And I'm really, you know, I want to know now what are the results. And the results are you didn't win, so you want to beat people up. And then when people ask for civility, something you claim you want, you say we are being civilized. We're being civilized when we beat you up because of the systematic oppression. And then somebody says, well, who causes that? Well, we caused it. We're the reason for the systematic oppression of blacks and Latinos and whatever else. We are. But we want to be mad at somebody. So let's get mad at, I don't know, Kanye West. How dare he go and talk to a president who's done more for blacks in 2 years than Barack Obama could have done in 20. And certainly, he's done more than Barack Obama ever did. So they're mad at Kanye because he dares speak his mind and say something. And so the media attacks him. They attack a guy. And what do they attack? They attack his humanity. They say he's insane. He needs help. He couldn't be making the right decision for himself because he's a crazy man. So they attack him for that. And then they attack Justice Kavanaugh with the most skankiest women on the planet, and say it's his fault. He's the reason that, you know, that women are going to lose their reproductive rights. And I've already discussed that. I had a great segment where I told you guys, look at the rights of the abortionists and ask yourself, what are they going to ask for when they can take a pill all the way up to full term, and they don't need any doctors or any abortion doctors or whatever. All they can do is take a pill and kill anything that they want. What are they going to want then? What are we going to be fighting against at that point? The women's right to choose. They've made all kinds of gains with morning after pills, and soon they'll be week after, month after, and full term pills. But they complain. Then, so they attack that. They attack everything because that's what the left does. They attack. They attack when they lose, and they don't even know why they're attacking.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.